Welcome to Google Meet. Enter the meeting pin followed by the pound key. Thank you. You're joining a call with one other person.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Yeah, is this Miss Ediani?
Yeah.
Hello. Yes, so basically, how are you, first of all?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So, Anila, I actually was looking into your account, and there seems to be some problems that you faced, and obviously I have taken over on this account and will be working with you, along with my team.
Okay.
And I believe you were speaking to one of our manager publications for your project. So I would like to know, like, first of all, I would like to have your feedback, like, what happened?
I mean, first of all, there's been, like, 20 people that I've talked to, and nothing's getting done. So it's just kind of crazy. I worked with Judy Smith.
I'm not happy with the way it was actually... we've been working on the project. There were some problems. I was going through your account. There was a lot of conversations on teamwork. And what I have understood is that we were trying to get you two pages, right? And there were some requirements for the page itself. So you were not happy with the way the work was progressing. So I actually have taken over, and obviously we will be working with you in a way that is going to be a proper way that will be done as per your convenience.
Okay, so let me just talk to you, okay? So this person, Judy Smith, contracted with me and said it's doable. I spoke with Alex Davis. He said it's doable. And then now as you're working, you're telling me you need more money, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to... move forward. I think at this point I would just like a full refund, because it's taken like months. This is what, since February we've been dealing
with. Not happy.
This should be done by now.
Yeah, we are working on it. Two drafts have been created, two projects basically.
Yeah, but then also, right, and so two drafts, I've said I don't want that second one, so I'm willing to cancel that one and move the articles from that one to the main page, to the company page, so that we can avoid, okay? So, like, I just feel like I'm not being heard. I feel like nobody's getting any work done on it. I don't really know, like, you know, there's existing page edits. Are those live yet? I haven't heard any status on that. I haven't heard any status or request for the Google Knowledge Panel. I haven't seen any of the reference articles that are supposed to be getting live for the company page. I have said cancel the personal page and any additional work on it, yet you're telling me that you're working on it. So, like, why?
Yes, ma'am. So,
at this point, I would really just like a full refund.
Yes, you mentioned that on your messages to me as well, because I took over and I was forwarded your message.
How many times did you tell me you... Yeah.
Because,
okay, you're just repeating the same stuff over and over.
Yes, I'm just trying to say that this was handed over to me, and obviously I'll be taking care of this project myself with my editing team. As far as you don't want to go with your personal profile, we will be using the existing resources that you have purchased in the package for your business one. And the articles that are included, the Google Knowledge Panel that is there in the package, will be created for your business, Habit Aware. If you don't want us to work on your personal, that's not a problem. We will use the resources for your business page. And I just wanted to have a word with you regarding that, because obviously you were not happy, and I wanted to convey the message that this had been forwarded to our upper management. You were not satisfied with the way the work was being conducted and created. So This is the only reason why I will be working on this, and we will start from fresh. We will start working on the articles. We will start working on the Google Knowledge Panel along with your business page. So as far as the package...
Okay. And well, so what I'm saying is I don't want you to do any of that. It's been 3 months. Nothing's gotten done. I want a refund. I want to just stop all of the work. I want to cancel my... this whole thing. I've been told multiple times by Alex Davis and all the other people that I've spoken to, Morris, and I don't know, there's like 100 people on this thing. And I would like that full refund issued, and we close the account, we close the work, because it's not getting done.
Well, ma'am, that's what I'm saying. This will be taken care of. All I'm asking from my end is that to give me a chance to work on this. If the work is not delivered to you, you are eligible for the full refund. We are not backing out from that. It's just that there was miscommunication.
You are, because every time I say, please give me a full refund, you give me circles. You're running me in circles.
Well, ma'am, I took this account recently, and I will able to provide you the services. If not, I will get you that refund. All I'm asking you is to, you know, let's start from fresh.
I've already heard that from the other 5 people that have been bouncing on this account, right? Like, how many people? Lewis, Morris, Alex,
so
Judy,
all
I'm
asking
like,
you, Ms. Adiani, is that give me a chance to work on this. I'll get this work done for you. Because obviously I'm the editor. I will be the one who will be submitting your page and everything. I know
that's
you're not happy.
Alex Davis told me. That's what some other guy told me. Like, I don't really, I have no, like, I don't have any more energy to deal with this and to go back and forth and to review and anything. It's been too long. Nothing has gotten done. You haven't showed me that you can do any of what we've asked.
Mm-hmm.
I want the refund now. I don't want to give you the opportunity. I've given plenty of opportunity at this point.
So, ma'am, that's, if you're happy with the draft, I will go ahead and submit the page. If you don't want any changes,
you're like not even hearing me. I'm telling
great.
You I want
a
refund,
I'm
and you're talking about chance. And you're talking about submitting the page. I have given multiple chances. This is it. I want a refund.
So you don't want us to work on the project?
I do not want you to work on the project. Yes, thank you. Thank you for hearing me. Finally.
And due to the reason that no proper communications or, you know, proper work was being provided.
Correct. Yeah, nothing has gotten done. I've just...
All right, I'll do one thing, ma'am. Obviously, the call is recorded. I will hand it over to the complaints, the issues that you faced, and we will start the process then.
The process to issue the refund?
Yes, ma'am. But I would like to apologize from my end, from company behalf. And if you can, you know, want the page to be created for your business, we can do that for you. But obviously, that is your choice to make. All I'm asking you to is give us a last chance.
No, you've had enough chance. You've had 2 weeks of me, you know, you've had 2 weeks to actually get something done, and all it's been is, when can we talk?
You're already working at the back end, ma'am. I wanted to speak to you, that's all.
No, this is not how to run a service-based organization. There's like minimal communication, nothing happening, no signs of anything getting done. No. I want the full refund issued as soon as possible. I don't want to talk to anyone else. I don't want to get run around from anyone else. I just want it refunded.
No, ma'am. We will just document the communications and everything. That's about it. So what I'm doing right now, I'm like handing over this to the compliance department and obviously start the process for it.
The process to issue the refund?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the next step then?
The next step is that the compliance manager will send you a message confirming our communication and conversation. And the issues that you have faced, we will rectify, hand it over to our upper management. The reason you're getting asking for a refund is due to the lack of communications and not properly providing the services. So they will look into it and start the process. Obviously, we have our internal audit based on these kind of situations, so they will look into it as well. Because the people that you are speaking is not providing the service professionally. and this is not something we cater within the organization.
That's fine. All of that, that's like on you. That's your internal stuff. I want to know when I'm getting the refund.
Well, ma'am, they will confirm it. Normally, it takes about 7 to 10 business days for the amount to appear.
So I don't want any more runaround. I don't want any more
running. I was just trying to rectify the situation, but I think you are at a point that you are not happy with the outcome. But obviously, I'm here to rectify that, but you don't want to go ahead with this. So obviously, my job is to cater this to our internal management.
Okay, so what is the next communication that I'm going to get?
You will get a message from the compliance department about the conversation that I will forward them. They will confirm the refund process and the time frame when you will be receiving the refund.
Okay. I don't want to have to talk to anyone again.
No,
does that make sense? Like,
I just want
the refund at this point. Like,
yes.
I don't need anyone else to say we're working on it, we're trying to do it, like, the refund.
All right, ma'am. Definitely. But I would like to apologize for the inconvenience.
And who is, can you give me the name and the email address of the person I should be hearing from?
She is Lisa Taylor. She's from the compliance department. She's the manager of compliance.
What's the name? Lisa what?
Lisa Taylor.
Lisa Taylor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is their email address?
It's the same that we are using. It's lisa.taylor@eliteriquires.com. She will be sending a message on the Teamwork where I'll be sending you the messages.
Okay, and when will it be issued? When will the refund be issued?
Just give us a day. By the end of today or tomorrow morning, you'll receive the message.
That's the message. I'm asking about the refund.
The refund, as I told you, the process will be initiated. It takes about 7 to 10 business days.
7 to 10 business days from tomorrow, basically.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And if I don't see it come through, then who do I call? Who do I talk to? How do I get it rectified? Because
this will be rectified, but if you feel like you want to discuss with anything, Lisa Taylor, or you can ask for me, Ken Williams.
Okay. All right. So within 2 days, I should hear from Lisa Taylor telling me that the refund's been issued, and then it should be back in my bank account or my credit card within 7 to 10 days from there. Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Matt, for your time. All right. You take care, Matt. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.